What I usually do, I cut the wing off first.
In Washington, D.C., just a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol building, D.C. Central Kitchen is giving people a second chance at life. Gerald Thomas came here 6 years ago.
I went through the class. I used to be an alcoholic addict.
Now Thomas is working here as a chef and training others as well.
We're helping the community, giving people second chances, empowering minds, strengthening bodies, helping people who fell down on their luck by whatever means, get back out in mainstream society.
Most people would say...
D.C. Central Kitchen is the brainchild of founder and president Robert Egger, who makes very little money and works out of a small office in the back. 17 years ago, he came up with the idea when he volunteered with a group that gave food to the homeless.
And I kept thinking, there's got to be a better way to do this. The restaurants and the hotels throw away large amounts of food. Wouldn't it be interesting, instead of buying food, which is what these groups are doing, if you could get that food and get it to the kitchen, you could feed more people, but you could also offer men and women who were outside a chance to come in, get a skill, and then get a job.
Today, D.C.'s Central Kitchen utilizes more than 1 ton of surplus food each day that would otherwise go to waste, prepares more than 4,000 meals, and provides job training to many who were considered unemployable. The program has also attracted volunteers from around the country, such as Mary-Kate Ruth and her church group from the U.S. state of South Carolina.
We wanted to experience what life was like outside of our small city in South Carolina and to see how we could help out in different parts of the nation.
Despite its success, Egger says D.C. Central Kitchen is not the solution to an economic system that, in his opinion, forces so many into poverty in America through low wages and lack of health care.
If somebody's working hard and doing everything right, shouldn't they be able to buy enough food and a place to live? So the kitchen, I'm not interested in making a bigger kitchen. I'm interested in the kitchen running efficiently while we have to be open, but I am desperately interested in making sure we have a conversation about why we're open in the first place.
He is also critical of traditional wealthy philanthropists.
The model of philanthropy is based on kind of a Rockefeller Carnegie, which were, you know, big philanthropists, in which you say, I'm going to make a lot of money in my life, and then somewhere at the end of my life, I'm going to try and give some back to offset the damage I did making a lot of money in my life. That will never work. It looks good. It sounds good. It even feels good. It will never work.
Egger says when consumers exercise their power and insist that companies provide a living wage and health care benefits to their workers, many nonprofit organizations, such as D.C. Central Kitchen, will no longer be needed. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.